Sorry about that. I forgot to turn my mic on. Okay.
It happens.
It was really good. You should have heard what I said.
Really?
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I was going to say, today, on a scorching edition of the Travel Guys.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive. In the travel news, the president signs a bill to give our national parks some much-needed funds for restoration and repair. Disney finds people aren't ready to flock back to their theme parks, and the cruise lines face reality and push back their startup dates once again.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 3:20, we tell you which coverings will get you on the plane and which ones won't. Plus, an update on things to do in Mendocino County.
COVID-19 has kept us all pretty well cooped up for 5 months now. Graduations, weddings, vacations, all canceled. So we're asking, when the all clear signal goes, which of those places that you missed, the things that didn't happen, what's going to be the one that you're going to recreate? Somewhere close to home or a faraway dream destination that you missed this summer, which one are you going to go back to first? We have a couple of Southwest $50 gift cards to give away, don't we, Tom?
Yes, we do. That's at 3:35. Tell us where you didn't get to go and where you're dying to go. Two random winners, $50 Southwest gift cards, as Mark mentioned, just for calling in. Tell us where you're going after COVID.
It's the hottest weekend of the summer, in case you didn't notice, with more heat to come. We'd like to think we balanced that by being the two coolest dudes on the radio. God, I thought I would get that line right. Thanks for joining us. We're Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
To Alaska, I go north to Russia's own.
Lord, I was born an Amman man.
I come from a land on a land.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Let it roll.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome everyone to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, hosted by Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, and as always brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'll tell you, some weather here. It was super, super hot. I actually had some sprinkles earlier today in my neighborhood.
Wasn't that bizarre? Here too, yeah. I heard downtown on the ball game in San Francisco at the beginning of the first inning or something, it was actually raining.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know. Hey, it's warm. People probably noticed it was warm. We don't have to talk about that.
No, not really. We'll just kind of let that go. We'll try to be the two coolest dudes on the radio. Did you make that up or did you hear that somewhere?
I made it up, but then I couldn't say it right. So it took us about 5 minutes to do the headlines there. So at least people would know they're listening to professional people on the radio.
And also that this must be live radio compared to that stuff.
That's very true. That is very true. The Travel Guys on Sunday afternoons are generally live. Like, we could tell you that right now it's 109 degrees in Rancho Cordova. And by golly, fortunately, it's not 109 very often on Sunday, so you probably know that we're telling the truth. It's supposed to be miserable hot like all week. Yuck.
It is. It is. Let's not dwell on it. By the way, I noticed in the traffic report, they mentioned folks coming down from the hills. Did you see any clips over the weekend? What's going on in Lake Tahoe? The number of people in the Tahoe Valley, I mean, in the basin there, I mean, it was only a few weeks ago that they were saying, stay away. We don't need any company. Everything is closed. And now they're literally just overwhelmed. I would recommend, as a travel guy, I would recommend not going to Lake Tahoe.
As somebody who was on the Oregon coast, not this past week, but the week before, I mean, there were just mobs of people. So what it is that everybody can't get on an airplane and go far away, but they're determined to go someplace and do something. And of course, the whole COVID, everybody's on edge because of the virus, and everybody's not acting like themselves. And so people really do need to, you know, they need to unwind and they need to get away and have some space and some time. The only problem is that they're all going to the same places. So we've eliminated half. Like, we've got a story in the news here where, you know, Disney reopened in Florida and they're only taking 25 to 30% of the regular occupancy, and some days they're not hitting that number. So that tells you that. But the here's the funny thing is about, you know, it's, I'm not trying to play psychologist here or say anything is good, bad, or otherwise. This is just reality right now. But, you know, we're all saying, well, I don't want to go to that theme park. There's too many people there. They're shoulder to shoulder. Let's go out to the beach, or let's go for a hike up on that creek, you know, where we know that's up in the foothills back there behind Nevada City, about half an hour, and they get there, and in the 30 parking places, there's already 135 cars. And so everybody's having the same idea. So if you're going to have that off-the-beaten-track idea, I think we said this before, have it on a weekday or start early in the day ahead of the other people so that when you're done, they're arriving and you can leave and be on your way and stuff. Because otherwise, what's happening is people are getting to these special spots and finding out that they're completely overrun by people or that they've been closed down. Again, another reason to do your homework. All right, that's stuff we've already talked about. Maybe we should do the travel news.
Well, one last question, then we'll get to it. I was going to ask you about your company, Sports Leisure Vacations. You got anything going on that you could take people to do?
Yay! We sent out a newsletter to all of our travelers. I think a lot of them have probably gotten it in the last couple days. If not, they'll probably get it Monday or Tuesday. We're trying some little excursions around Northern California. Some of them are only half a day long and some different things. And we actually have filled one of them just in a couple days. So it looks like that we may be able to do some very controlled, you know, 25 people on a 55-passenger bus, going to places where we can socially distance, and it's hard to find restaurants that will take groups right now. And there are a lot of complications, but we're working hard to work through it and try to figure out some ways that we can move people around safely. So everybody's pretty much stir crazy right now, so day trips are not necessarily going to make anybody rich from a business standpoint. But if we could just get our if we could just see our customers right now, our travelers, would be kind of nice. So we're working on it.
Outstanding. Well, if you're just tuning in, we are Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys, and at the top of every Travel Guys radio program, we do our best to bring you up to date on the travel news. Way to go, Luis. Here we go.
Mark? Sometimes we sit around and BS for a long time, and then we barely get to the travel news, which is what happened today. But anyways, hopefully you found that entertaining. Let's see some real news items here. For those of you who are anti-maskers, you'll love this story. The mayor in Lake of the Ozarks, remember around Memorial Day, there were these pictures of people, just hundreds of people in the pool and stuff, and they were all in Lake of the Ozarks, which is a resort area in Missouri, if you're not familiar. And so now they've interviewed the mayor of the Lake of the Ozarks, and he says they're having a great summer, and he credits the viral videos of crowded parties for the tourism uptick. The only thing he doesn't know is how many of those people got sick and then went home to their own communities and made other people sick, but he apparently doesn't care about that. But anyways, at least business is good in the Ozarks, thanks to all of those pictures that we saw earlier. A lot of milestones for people today. The first story comes from Hawaii.
Tiny bubble,
tiny bubble.
In the wine.
You might have already heard this week that Don Ho would have celebrated, had he been alive, would have been his 90th birthday this week. You know, when I first went into the travel business about 40-plus years ago, if you went to Hawaii and you didn't see Don Ho, people beat you up when you came home. I mean, that was the
really?
At the Hilton Hawaiian Village, he was there for, I don't know, 150 years or something like that. And he headlined 4 or 5 nights a week and did a couple shows. They built a special showroom for him, a big hut, grass hut and stuff like that. And he was the man. He was the bomb in Hawaii for a long, 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 long time. I venture to say that a lot of old-time Hawaii visitors would tell you, have vacation stories that are somehow tied to Don Ho. Today is the anniversary of Elvis's passing, and this is going to really shock you if you haven't already seen this. Madonna is 62 years old today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, that's looking pretty good for 62.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I thought you would say. All right, some real travel news here. There is now insurance coverage for some of those trip vouchers that people have been getting from cruise lines and airlines. Be very careful, though, because this is a little bit of a scam, and I would be really careful if you saw something on the Internet or something that says, hey, insure your travel voucher. These are, in most cases, new companies that have just popped up. I would pass. Be real careful about insurance for a travel voucher. It's kind of like selling a timeshare. It's an opportunity to get taken to the cleaners a second time.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this is I'm not a huge fan of our president. If you've listened to this show, you probably know it. But I firmly believe in giving credit where credit is due. For, I don't know, most of my life in the travel industry, I've been going to Washington once a year and lobbying to get money for the national parks because they've had this maintenance backlog that has, in the billions of dollars, that it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Trails aren't taken care of. Buildings aren't fixed up. Things that really need to be done in the parks. This has been going on, I would say, for two decades. I can remember getting a list of here's five things to tell your congressman about when you or woman about when you go to D.C., and the parks funding was always on it. The president last week signed probably the most historic conservation funding legislation in U.S. history. It will give the parks $1.9 billion a year for 5 years, which if you do the math is $9.5 billion. The backlog's approximately $11 billion they estimate right now. So, hypothetically, within 4 or 5 years, the stuff that already needs to be fixed will get fixed. There will be other stuff added to that list in the meantime, but hey, first things first. Finally, after a long, long time and a lot of people really fighting hard, the Congress has passed the law and the president has signed it that will allow our national parks to fix some things up. So that's just
excellent news.
It's a really, really good thing. It's not going to bubble on anybody's radar, but if you like our national parks and you like going there, it's something that really is important. Viking Cruise Lines has canceled its sailings for the rest of 2020, citing coronavirus uncertainty. Other cruise lines are Holland America has extended its pause in operations through December the 15th. So other cruise lines are also backing off until next year. Speaking of people not wanting to go places, parents, a poll says, are not ready to take their kids to Disneyland. 68% of American parents say they're not ready to take their kids to the happiest place on earth. That lines up with the fact that the Disney parks in Florida have actually cut their hours slightly since opening up because they're accommodating 25 to 30% of their normal capacity, and many days they're not hitting that number. So that shows that even though the parks are open, of course, in Florida, the middle of the summer is a lovely time to go to a theme park for the day.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not gonna let my Disney daughter hear this.
Yeah,
because this will be just one more reason why she should go.
Yeah, it's why she should go it's because safe. There's nobody there. It's probably a good argument. It's probably a good argument because
honestly,
there aren't as many people there. They're taking extra precautions. They know they're in a fishbowl, so everybody's watching them. So I would suggest it's like passing through security at TSA. Remember, we had Dale and Sid on, and we said, well, gee, you know, some people might think, well, they're kind of sloughing off because nobody's going through and they're not paying attention. And they said, no, exactly the opposite. They have the time to pay attention to things that some days they might, you know, only be able to get every other one. Now they can get everyone. So, yeah, it's speaking of airlines. Thanks. Good segue there, Tom. Southwest is letting flyers convert some of those travel funds to points. Now, we were talking about insuring those travel funds earlier in the newscast here. So, again, be careful. The offer is only good for points that expire on a specific day. A lot of the vouchers expire at a certain time. So call Southwest Airlines if you have a voucher. If you are a Rapid Rewards member, in some cases you convert those points, those vouchers to points, which then make them a little bit easier, hypothetically, to use. The Tahoe region, as you said, overwhelmed with people this weekend. I was on a phone call with a bunch of Tahoe tourism people this week. They said that it is incredibly busy up there. However, they say bookings after Labor Day are like falling off a cliff. So they're really concerned that it's not going to be busy after Labor Day. Apple Hill opened this weekend. Delta Airlines says they have more than 130 people on their don't fly list for refusing to wear masks. And Andrew Lloyd Webber is participating in a COVID-19 vaccine trial in England. He says, I will do anything to get theaters large and small open again and actors and musicians back to work. Good for him. Talk about somebody who's putting his money where his mouth is. Andrew Lloyd Webber is doing what he can to get
theaters
open. And that's your travel news for today.
That's great. By the way, I just got a text from my Disney daughter. She heard that.
Yikes.
Oh, boy. All right. Anyway, let's see. We are the Travel Guys in the Smarter Traveler segment coming up next. We're just talking about, briefly there, what coverings are going to get you on the plane, which ones won't. And we're going to also talk about fun things to do in Mendocino County, not far away. That's next on the Travel Guys. All the leaves are brown. It's Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys, here on KFBK. Time to talk about what you can wear to get on a plane mask-wise and which ones don't qualify. We've got about 6 minutes or so before we get to the news at the bottom. Don't forget the back half of the show. I want you to tell us where you wanted to go, but you didn't get to. When the COVID's over, we're going to give away some $50 Southwest gift cards. Okay, Mark, what's the story with the... with the mask discrepancies,
well,
what do we need to know?
You know, it took it admittedly took a lot to get some people to put on a mask, and I'm sure, given the choice, some people would choose still not to put one on to go into stores and airplanes and stuff like that. I would be one of those people because I don't like them. I wear them. So here's the deal. For all you people who grudgingly put one on, guess what? Some of the things you put on are not working. So and the way you're going to find this out is you're going to try to get on an airplane with one of them or maybe go into a store or something, and you're going to find out. So we're going to tell you here, and then you can be belligerent or whatever you want to do. But Southwest announced this. I think I told you last week on the program that getting ready to get on the plane in Phoenix, they said, you know, if you're wearing a face covering that fits into this category, it's a bandana, it's a neck gaiter, or you've got a mask with a ventilator valve, you can't, that's not an acceptable face covering to get on the airplane with, so that's not going to work for us. When you come up to the to get on the plane, we will give you a face mask. So they weren't saying if you have those, you can't get on the plane. American Airlines now is doing the same thing. They're just saying we'll be happy to give you a replacement one, but it just seems that if you're, you know, if you're a traveler and you know this ahead of time, why, you might as well allow for it ahead of time, because when you get to the airport, and the reason for this is because neck gaiters and bandanas and the things, obviously the ventilator valve, they don't contain the virus the way that we need to for to protect you and protect everybody around you. So that's why.
Now, when the airlines hands out a mask, what kind are they giving you? Is it the typical surgical mask, or any idea what it is that they're giving?
Southwest was just handing out the cheap little blue and white.
Okay, those are referred to as surgical masks.
Exactly, exactly. You know, they're not the best, but the problem with the neck gaiters and stuff is that they don't, you know, they weren't really designed to be face masks. So while they do block a little bit of the stuff from going out and coming in, they don't block nearly enough. Same thing with bandanas. So yeah, that's just what they're saying, is that, you know, this is a good idea, but it's not, it doesn't come up to the level of what we're looking for to protect, frankly, our staff on the airplane and at our ticket counters and stuff like that. So I'm just offering this up. You know, some people are going to say, well, you know, screw you, because, you know, this is... as far as I'm going, well, all I'm just telling you is that you may find yourself in a situation where it may not be acceptable, and no matter what your feelings are, you may not be going any further. So you might want to stuff one of those. If you wear a neck gaiter or a bandana or a face mask with a valve, you might stuff one of those little blue face masks in your pocket, and then if you get into one of those situations, why, you're covered, and then you don't have to worry about it. I mean, I'm just trying to say.
If somebody, you got to watch out for the people with the bandana. You say, this bandana is unacceptable. And then they'll say, oh, well, yes, it is for this stick them up. I just see that as a cartoon.
You're living in the, yeah.
A little levity here.
The Mendocino folks sent me a great press release this week. And I didn't have anywhere else to stick this, so I stuck it in our Smarter Traveler segment here. They have got some really good ideas for things to do that are reasonably close to home. And guess what? Remember I told you the Tahoe people are thinking that their hotel reservations after Labor Day are falling off a cliff? So it's possible that some of these places that are really overwhelmed won't be overwhelmed, when we get a little bit past Labor Day, which is only a few weeks away. So for those of you who have the flexibility to do so, especially middle of the week after Labor Day, you might find that, hey, you know, suddenly there's not so many people. Anyway, this is called Snores and S'mores. It's everything from popping a pup tent. They've got a place with yurts. You know what a yurt is? It's kind of an accommodation type thing. We don't have enough time to explain it now. But you could go to travelguysradio.com, and you can see all of this stuff in the Mendocino County release here. They've got all kinds of – they've got a thing called pup tents and pubs, and they're advertising places, pubs that are doing social distancing, cavorting under canopies. It's another one of their titles here. So the folks from Mendocino, go to travelguysradio.com, and you can learn about all of this cool stuff. There's a baby banana slug farm that you can visit. So if you're looking for something truly, you know, you probably don't know, but my friends nicknamed me Slug many years ago because they said I was slow and low to the ground. So they came up with Slug.
Slug races.
Yeah. That's if you have really true friends like that, they come up with really creative names for you that you can never outlive.
Lucky you.
The Pygmy Forest is not too far from the Baby Banana Slug Farm in Mendocino County. So that's, you know, another place. Listen, after the news, we need you to give us a shout. The place you wanted to go and you didn't get to go because of COVID, we're giving away a couple of $50 Southwest gift cards. The phone numbers, 916-921-1530, 800-834-1530. We'll take some calls when we come back after the news, give away some cards. If you have someplace you didn't get to go, and as soon as you can go, that's where you're headed. Coming up next after the news.
On the road again.
Yo, it's, did I say that? Yo, it's Mark and Tom, the travel and entertainment guys here on KFBK.
The two coolest dudes on the radio.
They say, baby, the two coolest dudes. Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for joining us. And let's see, Mark, you got a couple of things that you want to do.
I got a couple of quickies.
Before we go to the phones.
A couple quickies here. The Gallo Center, which is in Modesto, a great venue for entertainment, has announced that they have canceled all of their fall shows, so the earliest they will be back now is after the first of the year. Harris Center, of course, up in Folsom had done the same thing. Rocky Mountaineer, which is a train that runs through the Rocky Mountains between Vancouver and Calgary, Edmonton, in the Rockies, there are a lot of reports of people who are having troubles with refunds. So if you're thinking about booking that for next year, be careful, because there are a lot of reports of folks who are who are owed refunds and haven't been able to get them. And so this could be a supplier who's having some money issues. Maybe not, but just do your homework if you're thinking of booking the Rocky Mountaineer trip. And, of course, the Capital Air Show has been canceled due to the pandemic that was scheduled for September. Some good news, though, a buffet has reopened at the Atlantis Hotel up in Reno. Toucan Charlie's Buffet and Grill has reopened. It doesn't specifically say. My guess is they're having people serve you, but a buffet has reopened. So something from the olden times when we used to have buffet meals at the Atlantis Hotel in Reno. Yeah. So what we're trying to do here is a little bit of a spin on something we did a couple weeks ago. We said, you know, where do you really dying to go after this is all over? Where did you not get to go? What did you not get to do that you really would like to do? Could be something close to home or far away. We got a couple of $50 gift cards for Southwest Airlines. And the way this is going to work is they're going to just be – Luis is just going to – at random. He's picked a couple random times, and we'll find out who those winners are at the end of the half hour. 921-1530, that's the 916 number, or 800-834-1530 are the numbers. We ready to go, Mr. Romano?
Yeah, let's do it. Luisa, who's our first caller?
Your first caller is Kim from Rancho Cordova.
Kim from Rancho. All right. Welcome, Kim, to the Travel Guys.
Hi.
Good to have you on. Thank you. Are you staying cool?
Trying. It's pretty hot here in Rancho Cordova.
All right. Yeah, you bet it is. Well, where is it that once the COVID is over and you're ready to get out, what is it that you've been dying to do or you were going to do and didn't get to that's at the top of your list?
Well, something that we were supposed to do this year is in April, we were celebrating our 15th wedding anniversary. And so we had planned a vacation to the Big Island of Hawaii and also to Lanai to celebrate. And so that got canceled. And so my plan was, okay, well, we'll go in October and we'll celebrate our 15th and a half anniversary. But it was very difficult to get all the money refunded, especially from Hawaiian Airlines. So once that was done, I kind of just didn't schedule anything and thought, I'm just going to kind of wait and see, which now I'm really glad that we did, because we wouldn't be able to go in October now either. So I just keep kind of pushing it back every 6 months. So the plan going forward now will be hopefully to celebrate our 16th anniversary on the Big Island and Lanai. But again, I'm really hesitant to book anything.
A lot of people are Kim, are hesitant, especially with Hawaii right now, because the governor over there has said 3 or 4 times, well, you can come the first of this month, you can come the first of the next month. They really don't have a plan. They've now shut down inter-island travel again over in Hawaii, because people were using that to circumvent the quarantine situation. So Hawaii is someplace that folks are going to have to wait a little while, it looks like, and that's too bad, because half of the people in Hawaii get in directly or indirectly some form of their income from tourism. So you can bet that there are a lot of folks in the islands right now who are really, really hurting for money. Thank you, Kim, for the call. Yeah. Thomas, who's next?
All right, yeah, Kim, we're hoping for you there, girl. All right, who's next, Louise?
It is Kathy from Sacramento.
Kathy, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you for
the shout out. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Yeah. Thanks so much. So yes, I, similar to Kim, a wedding anniversary of 30 years, I have been thinking about Italy and the Cinque Terre. And I can reiterate what you all are talking about. We took a couple days midweek last week on the west shore of Lake Tahoe, and it was wonderful. And the only thing is, a number of restaurants, yes, are open and seating outside. Things just happen to take a little bit longer. But as one of the signs that the reservation podium said, relax, you're on lake time.
Yeah. Good tip, though. Good tip. If you go up there during the week, it's a whole different world than if you go up on the weekend.
Yes, and you can find some beach where you can do the social distancing and have a very enjoyable time. Yeah.
Cool. Lake Tahoe.
Well, that's positive.
Even tan lines to prove it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thomas. Go ahead.
No, you go.
All right. I'm in here with me. Thank you for the call. In here with me, we have, before we get some, go back to our phone lines here. And by the way, we're asking folks, where is it that you wanted to go, or what was it that you were supposed to do before COVID came up? So far, we have a couple wedding anniversaries that got postponed. 921-1530, 916-921-1530, and 800-834-1530. Clayton Whitehead has one of our road reporters has wandered in here. Clayton, you're a tour director, so, I mean, you get to go cool places all the time. So is this a place you were going to take people, or just someplace on your own that you wanted to go to?
Well, I'm certainly missing all my spring trips that didn't get to happen, and my annual summer vacation to Iowa that didn't get to happen, to go to the state fair and eat lots of corn. But what I'm missing most of all is I didn't get to go home and see my mom. But I'm not comfortable flying, and I don't want to take that discomfort into my mother's house. She's quite elderly. And saddest of all, my home is kind of in a bad place right now. And that is the now not so great state of Georgia, which seems to just be doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a little extra sensitive because it is home. I tend to hear everything that's on the news about Georgia. And it looks like if you want to know how not to deal with the COVID, just copy their lead.
So if you could go someplace right now, you'd love to go home. And
if I could blink my eyes and be anywhere, it would be Bethlehem, Georgia.
Ah, okay. And there would be a long to-do list. for you there, I'm
that
sure.
That would be the honey-do list, but there'd also be a lot of really good food and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Any place close to home here that you...
Well, you know, my birthday was last week, hint, hint, and I missed my annual birthday party. At Top of the World, which they have reopened without outside downing, but I really like it inside when they have got the little guitar guy doing the flamingo music, you know, and all that. So I'll just wait until I can get inside.
You out your window there at the Sports Leisure office.
Oh, yeah, when it's 108 degrees, I'm sure he would love that.
Actually, an update here from Rancho Cordova, it's 110 right now.
Ooh.
110. Here in Rancho Cordova.
Even the squirrels
have a little chase lounge, and they're laying in the chase lounge outside underneath the trees.
Panting.
Yeah, panting. Yes, exactly. Even the Giants are not doing well either. It's just it's bad news. Mr. Romano, where have you, you know, you like to go down to San Antonio to see, you know, the family, check on the kids and all that kind of stuff. Where would you go if you could go right now that you couldn't go?
Well, you know, of course, I've canceled trips to San Antonio a few times already since this all started. Canceled a couple of trips for my daughter to come home. So that was always number one on the list. But people want to spend time with family. You know, this was going to be the year of the Hawaii vacation.
Ah.
So, you know, we've been kind of hoping for this one for some time. Now that Southwest is going there and the competition between the airlines for the low fares and so forth to get you on board was pretty inviting. So that's still on my radar. It's just a really tiny blip far, far out in the distance. And of course, Mark, you just want to travel anywhere with your company, huh?
I'm looking. This is going to seem really strange, but we have put together a short little trip here to go out to Slough House and buy corn and go up to Auburn to Ikeda's Pies to do some shopping up there and stuff. And we're going to take people about a week and a half from now. And I am looking forward to that because that's the kind of stuff. And we have a trip on the Lincoln Highway at the end of September out through Nevada that looks like it's going to make it also. So there is some hope here of being able to get some things out on the road. Have to be very careful and go in some protected environments and stuff like that. But we're looking to do that. Hey, listen, before we go back to the phones, I want to just remind folks, there is a whole slew of really cool stuff that you can read. We don't have time to mention everything here on the Travel Guys, but if you go to travelguysradio.com, you'll find a whole list of not only links to things that we've talked about during the week, but other cool stuff that just has to do with travel that we don't always have time to talk about. Tom, we got some more callers there?
Yeah, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a short break? We'll come back, go back to the phones, and find out where people have been dying to go that they haven't been during COVID, and where they're going to go when they can break out. That's next here on the Travel Guys.
If you ever plan
welcome
to go to West,
the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Today, staying cool. I hope you are too. Thanks for joining us. Let's get back to the phones and find out where people. Well, maybe we're planning on going and then couldn't because of COVID, or they got their hopes up of going sometime soon. So back to the phones we go. Mary, welcome to Mark and Tom and the Travel Guys. Thank you.
And thank you. But before I start, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your program, especially now when we cannot travel.
Thank you so much. You know, it's pretty ridiculous that a travel show is even on the air. And we appreciate it. It's people like you that keep us going, and we show up every Sunday to do our best to entertain you. Thank you, Mary.
I won't even take a phone call at this hour because I really appreciate, especially your updates. They're wonderful.
Well, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you, Mary.
Mark works really hard on those. One of the most disappointing things is when I work for, I don't know, a couple of hours putting together the travel news, and then we get the call and say, hey, look, you know, the president's going to speak, and you're not going to be on. And it's kind of like, not like we just showed up and we'd get kicked off, you know, put in a lot of time to make this happen. And like I say, I got to give the credit to where it deserved, and that's to Mark, who puts the travel news together.
Well,
Mary,
both of you. Thank you.
Thank you. And where were you going to go? Where do you want to go?
Well, I was going to go on some family get-togethers, one to Ashland in April with my husband's family, and then another one in Ireland with my family. But the thing that really kind of put a kind of a sadness in it, I had a family member die in England that I was very close to, and April and could not travel to the funeral, which was most important to me. So now, where do I want to go? I want to go to Hawaii. I want to travel within the United States for a while and spend my money here.
Good girl.
I think that we need it, and we need to take care of ourselves first. So I do want to do that. And Hawaii is someplace I can go with my husband and just relax and feel renewed when I come back.
She makes a very good point, Tom. When we when this is all over, the tourism industry in general is going to be, this is the toughest time that they have ever seen. There are a lot of people who work in the tourism industry who didn't work here when 9/11. The industry is a lot bigger than it was 20 years ago. So there are an awful lot of people who are out of a job or wondering whether or not they're going to still be in business in another month or two or something like that. So that was that's an excellent. Excellent thought. Hawaii is going to be, I think, very high on a lot of people's lists, and I think there are going to be deals to Hawaii. So I think that's going to be one place that when it becomes safe to go, there's going to be a lot of folks. Thanks for the call. Tom, who's up next?
Lisa is going to join us. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi. Hi, Travel Guys. Thank you for your show. It's been great to tune in locally here.
Thank you. Thank you. You know the question. What's the answer?
Yes.
Where did you want to go? Did you have a place that you had already scheduled and you got shut out?
Yes, sir. We have a 20-year-old son who got a scholarship to study in Japan. So,
wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, he's doing well. He's 20, so I always worry because he has an only son and he took off over there to this schooling, but a lot of things have happened, but March 23rd, we were supposed to go there and be there for 2 weeks and help him transition to the college that he was heading over to. But, you know, what happened, it was literally came down to the day, and we just got stopped in our tracks. And so we're anxious to just get back and visit with him or have him come here. And as you know, the borders were all closed down between all the countries. And we're just waiting for those borders to open. I know recently they just like the whole health warning went to normal. They're at a 3 right now, but it's just with the Olympics coming on, I'm hoping they're going to open those borders so he can either come here. Well, he could come here, but he can't go back, and he's got a scholarship at risk, so he's staying. But we would like to go there at any time as soon as they open the border.
It's amazing.
It's
amazing how the planet has become so interconnected. And Tom, one of the problems that they've had with closing the Canadian border and the Mexican border is that there are people who not only commute over that border regularly, but people who have family members on other sides of the border. And if you've got somebody who's ill, or heaven forbid, somebody who passes away, or, you know, just needs you and you can't get there. And so it's more than just vacations and fun things and stuff like that. A lot of people have been shut out of doing things. It's kind of impressive that most people, Tom, are talking about family things and anniversaries and stuff like that. Thanks for the call. Let's go on and see what we got next.
Robert, welcome to the Travel Guys. Thanks for taking time out to give us a call.
Oh, hi, Tom and Mark. I was planning on going to Italy in the late summer, early fall, and go to Venice, Rome, Naples, Florence, and Tuscany area. And unfortunately, I couldn't do that with my girlfriend because of the COVID-19.
So you're planning on making that trip as soon as you can?
Yes, I am.
So would you do it? I'm just curious. Let's say, for example, that the all clear came and it was winter time. Would you go in the winter, or would you, I mean, are you that dying to go, or would you wait and try to go at the time of the year when you had originally had your travel plans?
I probably would like to go in the spring because the weather's a little bit better then.
Well, yeah, and it's non-peak, so airfares and stuff like that wouldn't be a bad a bad time to be able to go. So there's one for over the water. We got time for maybe one more here, Tom?
Sure. Let's get one more in. Melveen, thank you for joining us here on the Travel Guys. Welcome.
Yes. Yes. How are you?
I am fine, okay. And thank you for calling. What's your situation? Were you going to? Did you have a vacation that got canceled?
Well, kind of, sort of. One of my daughters has gone to Hawaii for two consecutive years in the springtime, and she was hoping that I would go with her this year. Well, guess what? Neither one of us got to go.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's flying down southwest middle of the week to Long Beach to visit her daughter, which is my granddaughter, and she's wanting me to go. Well, I'm not quite feeling like I want to fly yet.
Yeah.
So, probably be a little while yet. Then it's I'll go down with my granddaughter.
It's perfectly understandable, but I will tell you, in my humble opinion, having now been through the Portland and Seattle and Sacramento airports, that airports are pretty clean places. They're really trying to – they don't want there to be an outbreak that can be tied to an airport. But concessions and amenities and things like that in airports are still pretty limited. If you don't have to travel or you don't have a reason to fly, it's probably best to wait until the infection level drops down again. Because no matter how much you're cleaning and no matter how much they're doing, it's anything that will make it a little bit easier to go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thomas Clayton is sitting here with us. Anything that you – most folks, it sounds like, they're family-related things or personal things.
And Hawaii.
Yeah, for the West Coast.
Or Hawaii, as I grew up saying.
Yes. You always like to call it Hawaii. Thank you for dropping in a little bit today. We are going to have next week – you know this lady – Doris Gray is going to do an interview with me this week. She's been in the hotel business forever. She must have 1,000 incredible stories about things people have done in hotels and stuff like that.
Doris is a great lady. I want to encourage everybody to tune in. She's a longtime hotelier right here in Sacramento. In fact, I think she's been around about as long as we have.
I can remember her being at the Beverly Garland and the Expo Inn, and now she's been at the Parker House downtown, which is a small Best Western downtown that gets great reviews from people.
Which is the Sutter House.
The Sutter House, sorry. I thought it was the Parker House.
Parker House is where they make bread in Boston.
Okay, all right. Thomas is giving me the wrap it up sign, so thank you, Mr. Clayton. Doris Gray, we're going to have great hotel stories next week, so make sure you tune in. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Did we have some winners there?
Louise?
Yeah, I liked Kathy with her advice about going to Tahoe in the middle of the week. Great advice.
Okay, and a second
Kathy.
One?
And then I liked Robert.
Okay, so Kathy and Robert, you have won $50 Southwest gift cards. We will get those to you.
We love you all.
Dance like nobody's watching, I guess, and we'll talk to you next week on The Travel Guys.